exercise change?
Training your mind, I absolutely agree. You know, that's what dictates what the body does. So we need that to be in good shape. Any ideas on or thoughts about how someone would go about doing that?
I think it's quite a personal thing, Matt. I think for me, I've really turned the corner in my life. I mean, I sort of had I had tough teenage years, and I didn't, as I said earlier, I didn't succeed in anything at school. I left school when I was 15 and got involved with drugs and alcohol and crime, and I really just wanted to change myself. And from the early 20s, I've sort of made a plea with myself that that wasn't the road I was going to go down. I was going to really make an effort to change, and as I said, exercise and nutrition and stuff sort of helped me get out of a really rough patch, and I always sort of thank it for that, and have sort of never looked back, and have always, you know, sort of had a strong mind in regards to that. I mean, I still have friends that do the same things, and all I think about when I do see these friends is that, you know, they're going backwards and I'm going forward, and so that also, you know, motivates me. Just don't want to be caught in that trap.
And, sure.
You know, so.
No, I get that. Once again, it's about having, for you at least, a very clear picture and an idea of what you don't want to be, and it seems for you especially that seems to be a pretty good tool.
Yeah, I think that could help people also. I mean. People are always concerned with what they want to be, but maybe if people sort of mapped out what they really don't want to be and had a look in the mirror at themselves, and, you know, if they're unhappy, you just got to put the steps in place to change yourself. And sure. Really, it's not that hard if you plan and sort of and gain knowledge. I mean, it's not that hard to do. You just need to get through those hard steps at the start, and you're away laughing.